again in what has now become the top news story of the day. We have breaking news out of Libya. Many news agencies are reporting that a senior commander with Libya's National Transitional Council says the new government in Libya has captured Muammar Gaddafi in his hometown of Sirte, in which he got wounded. The city fell to rebel forces hours ago. A senior military official says that Gaddafi has been wounded in both legs and is being taken away by an ambulance. We're joined now by Marie Colvin, a reporter for the Sunday Times of London. Marie, I guess you're about to board a plane to Tripoli. Marie, at this point, has any of this been confirmed?
No, nothing's confirmed, and I'm skeptical, although these reports do sound far more solid than a lot of reports we have gotten out of Sirte. Of course, Sirte has been under siege for almost a month now. I mean, I left Tripoli 2 weeks ago, and like many colleagues, I'm now racing back. The report is that Gaddafi was caught. It's in his hometown. There was fierce fighting block to block. So it was clear that there was something they were defending. It was mysterious that even though it was clearly they were running, the Gaddafi supporters were running out of ammunition, they were defending it, to the last man. Something was there. Wow. This could well be it, but I would express a note of skepticism.
If it turns out that he was in Sirte, Marie Colvin, from all you know about Muammar Gaddafi, does it surprise you that he was apprehended in the country?
Completely, and I have to say, utterly surprising. Not that he was apprehended in the country, but that he was apprehended in Sirte. I'm afraid what I've said is that Sirte would be welcoming to him, of course. It would always be a safe haven to Gaddafi. He's poured money into this tiny little coastal town because it was his birthplace. It's been resented by the rest of Libya. It's a really obvious target, and there's nowhere out. It was surrounded by the rebels from all three sides. There's a NATO blockade, no way out. I thought he would still be in the country in the south, around Sebha, where he has to support the tribes, where his four different countries he could flee to, Sudan, Niger, Algeria. And he knows the desert. He used to falcon hunt there with his sons. I thought he'd be down in the south. If he's caught in Sirte, well, I was deeply wrong. It would be an absolutely fascinating and really important breakthrough for Libya.
Well, a lot of important people have been wrong about Gaddafi, Marie. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
Marie Colvin is a reporter for the Sunday Times of London. And Marie, let's say that they didn't capture Gaddafi, but with the fall of Bani Walid and now of Sirte, does that mean the civil war is basically over?
It means a lot more. It does mean the civil war is over, but it means a lot more than that the civil war is over. What it means is that the electoral process starts, and there's been one of the problems is the war's just simply gone on too long. There's an enormous, and I've spent most of the last year in Libya, so there's an enormous feeling of that Libyans want to get on with it. They don't even know what a political process is after 42 years of dictatorship, but they want to move on. And they haven't been able to because Gaddafi's not caught. But equally, Sirte and Bani Walid, the war has continued. The kickoff is the fall of Sirte. The kickoff now starts the electoral process. They can now start who is a party, what is a political party. In 18 months, there are elections. So it starts now, and that's really exciting for Libyans because it gets them out of this limbo.
Yeah. Marie Colvin is a reporter for Sunday Times of London, speeding back to Tripoli on reports that Muammar Gaddafi was captured, wounded in Sirte, and we're told that he may, in fact, be critically injured and is being taken to the city of Misrata. Joining us now is Shadi Hamid, who's with the Brookings Center in Doha. Shadi, let's talk about what kind of development this is for the new government in Libya. And let's begin with the possible capture of Gaddafi, which I assume has to mean closure for this civil war. I mean, maybe this is an end date.
Yeah, so if it turns out to be true, this is a very big deal. I think psychologically it will have an important effect. The specter of Gaddafi kind of looming in the background and causing trouble for the new government was always a troubling one. So getting him out of the picture, I think, will signify a major step for the new government and its efforts to really unify Libya around a common vision.
What does it tell us, Shadi, that he may possibly, and if it's true, the reports that we're getting, Reuters quoted an NTC official who said that he was actually captured near Sirte as he tried to flee in a convoy that was attacked by NATO. If this is true, what do we then learn from the fact that he decided to stay in Sirte?
Well, CERT was always one of his main strongholds, and that's why, until the very end, the people of CERT, a good portion of them at least, were holding out and fighting back against the National Transitional Council and the rebel forces. And there are people who are close to Gaddafi family, people who are of the same tribe. So for those reasons, there is a sense of loyalty to Gaddafi there. And CERT was always going to be the most challenging city to take over. And now that it looks like the battle is ending, I think we're getting to the point where we can say this is getting to the very end of this long struggle.
That's Shadi Hamid, who's with the Brookings Center in Doha. Also with us, George Jaffe, who's a professor on North Africa at Cambridge University. So, George, are you among those, if this turns out to be true, are you among those surprised that Gaddafi has been in CERT this whole time?
Yes, I really would be, because all the evidence was that he was down by Hadames in the desert to the western border, or right down at Taigan, which is an oasis on the border with Niger. And that seems to have been the general opinion, including that of the National Transitional Council. I can understand why he might have decided on CERT, because it is, after all, his home territory. But if he's not indeed there, and if he has in fact escaped, then I fear that we are not seeing the end of the conflict, because there have been persistent rumors in the last few weeks of preparations being made in northern Mali and northern Niger to continue the struggle using the Tuareg tribes of the region as the foot soldiers of the regime.
Describing essentially the possibility of an imminent insurgency from outside of Libya that would complicate the National Transitional Government. That's George Jaffe, professor and expert on North Africa at Cambridge University. We're also speaking with Shadi Hamid from the Brookings Center in Doha in Qatar. Professor Jaffe, let's talk a little bit about just my impression from the outside. It seems to me that the power of Muammar Gaddafi is symbolic rather than practical, even given the insurgency threat that you spoke about a moment ago. Doesn't it show the weakness of the National Transitional Council that they haven't been able to move forward more rapidly in the midst of this siege of CERT? Why would that prevent the National Transitional Council from making progress on establishing democracy?
The answer to that, I think, lies in the disputes inside the National Transitional Council that erupted after the collapse of resistance in Tripoli. There are several threats to the cohesion of the Council itself. There are threats from the militias, who are not certain they accept the overriding authority of the Council. There are threats within the Council itself from some of the Aksar groups who don't agree with the decisions taken by the leaders on the Council. And those things are now coming to the surface. Now, that's meant that it's been very difficult for the Council to come up with a coherent list of a new government. That's the first stage that's got to take place. Or even plan the idea of elections. And you need to remember in that context, too, Libyans have not had the opportunity of elections. They've not had the opportunity of political discussion for many, many, many years. And these are all habits that will have to be learned afresh. And that, I think, makes it very difficult for anybody to actually organize effectively in the midst of a civil war, which is not yet terminated, and given the background from which they all come.
That's George Jaffe of Cambridge University. Also with us is Shadi Hamid of the Brookings Center in Doha, Qatar. So, Shadi, let's say, for example, that these reports turn out to be false, that they did not capture Muammar Gaddafi in CERT. What kind of damage would that do to the National Transitional Council to have this report go out as breaking news and then turn out to be incorrect?
Well, it would certainly hurt their credibility, and this has been one of the concerns about the National Transitional Council, that they make claims prematurely that then turn out not to be true, and that has the effect of raising expectations to only see them shattered shortly thereafter. So that's a major concern here. And we'll have to wait and see, really.
Yeah, and we should report that the CNN and Reuters are reporting the apprehension of Muammar Gaddafi, but it's all sourced to the National Transitional Council. So the idea that these are unconfirmed reports, I think, still remains valid at this point. But Shadi Hamid, let's just sort of speculate for a moment. If it turns out, and as we heard earlier this morning, Marie Colvin was surprised by this, a longtime reporter with the Times of London, George Jaffe, is surprised by this. If it turns out that Muammar Gaddafi, the leader for 42 years in Libya, made a last stand, went down as a fighter in CERT, Does that raise the specter of some sort of nationalist kind of heroic opposition? Does that challenge the government in some way on an emotional level, Shadi Hamid?
Well, yeah, as Professor Jaffe mentioned earlier, there is the risk of a sort of low-level insurgency even after Gaddafi is captured. There are people who are still going to be loyal to him and his memory. Keep in mind, this is someone who was in power for around four decades. So there is going to be resistance. So I don't think we should get ahead of ourselves and imagine that everything is going to work out now that Gaddafi is captured. I mean, Libya has a long way to go. That said, I'm optimistic because Libya is really the only country so far during the Arab Spring that has seen a true revolution in the sense that the revolutionaries are the ones who are now in power. So that bodes well, but they have to fight opposition from a number of quarters.
That's Shadi Hamid of the Brookings Center in Doha, Qatar. Last question for you, George Jaffe, an expert on North Africa at Cambridge University. Obviously, the last two real strongholds of Gaddafi loyalists are often listed as Bani Walid, which fell earlier this week, and now Sirte. That in and of itself is a pretty significant development militarily. But do you think that there will still be pockets of resistance and insurgency that begins to develop in small areas, maybe even in the south or other areas of Libya?
Well, yes, I'm afraid I do, and we've got evidence of it. Only a few days ago in Tripoli, there was a violent demonstration that broke out in one part of the capital, in Abu Salim, which was in support of Gaddafi. And I'm afraid it underlines the fact that there are substantial numbers of people, they're a minority, of course, who still do believe in the Gaddafian dream, and they therefore resent what has happened, and they're not necessarily prepared to accept the National Transitional Council or whatever comes after it. And if they have an opportunity to reverse the reality that's now been imposed upon them, I'm quite sure they'll try to do so. It's one of the problems, too, in the fact that Libya is an armed state, and therefore the means by which that could be done exist very widely. And so I think there's going to be a rocky period ahead. I don't personally think that an insurgency in the south or eruptions of protest in the north, in the end, are going to change what's happened. The Gaddafi regime's gone. There may be atavistic legacies, but it's never going to come back.
That is George Jaffe. He's a professor at Cambridge University, an expert on North Africa, and Shadi Hamid with the Brookings Center in Doha, Qatar. Thanks to both of you.
Top story this morning. We're actually getting a report from Reuters now that Colonel Gaddafi has died of wounds sustained during his reported capture in Sirte. That's what Shadi Hamid and George Jaffe were reacting to. Again, all of this remains to be completely confirmed, and we'll follow it all this morning and give you updates as we get them.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.